Mission Possible at Rosie on the House. Good morning and welcome to the 9 o'clock hour edition, holiday New Year's Eve special edition of Rosie on the House, where we take your calls about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you've got a project you'd like to try and get underway this particular year, if a part of your New Year's resolutions involves getting something done about the house, give us a ring and let us put our 45 years of building experience to work for you. 1-888-767-4348. If you're a subscriber to the Arizona Republic, you'll find us in today's publication, just above the headline, A Look at Celebs Who Died in Scottsdale. Find that headline, and we're just above that.
Okay.
Look at the celebs who died in Scottsdale this year. Find that headline, and we're just... Reminds me of the very, very first time I was ever in the Arizona Republic. It goes back a long time ago to the 80s.
Were you responsible for a dead celebrity in Scottsdale?
And they wanted a picture of us installing cabinets. So I was installing cabinets at some condominiums at Gainey Ranch.
Okay.
They came by and took a picture of us installing cabinets, and they put us on the obituary page.
Oh, that was nice.
We were the only ones on the entire page that were still alive.
Still alive.
And I still have a copy of that paper. I thought, okay. I'm not sure what the connection is here, but they must know because they're journalists.
There was some unsold ad space left, I think. Well, let's put this content in there instead.
This guy looks like he should be on this page.
Well, the lines are loading up if you'd like to join the conversation. 9 o'clock is our open line hour, 1-888-767-4348. We're also available on text at 411-923 or email if you have a picture that you need that you have to help describe what you're looking at, or
that helps a lot.
It's info@rosieonthehouse.com.
So you're set up on all those mechanisms right now.
Boom, boom, boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. Wow. Hey, before we get to today's topic, I want to jump on a headline that's been spurting across the news wires here over the course of about the last 10 days as it relates to the real estate and the construction industry in Arizona and how it might impact what people plan on doing with their homes over the course of the next 12 months. So I'm going to get on a little soapbox here, and I'm surprised the phone lines are lining up. Usually on holidays, everybody's kind of laid back and taking it easy, but we got a bunch of people just all fired up. There is one more open line. If you want to jump on, we'll get to the calls as quick as we can. The headline I want to talk about is Phoenix projected to be the number one housing market in the nation for 2017, as projected by Realtor.com. And that's a diagnosis of how fast home prices will climb. And they're saying our prices will climb 6% next year. Okay?
Okay.
That's against the national average, which they're projecting to be about 4%. Now, if your home appreciates 6% a year, it takes about 16 to 17 years for the house, the price of the home, to double. That's a pretty comfortable pace as compared to 2004, 2005, 2006, where we were seeing 18 and 20 and 24% annual appreciations, which was unsustainable, which is exactly why what happened. But if I'm in my house, and I'm anticipating I'm in the best housing industry in the entire nation, I think now's a good time to ascertain what is the strategic thing to do. Some of you that were extremely, extremely genius and bought in 2010, 2011, and 2012, you're possibly sitting on a 100, even a 200% return on investment. There were condos in premium parts of the Phoenix metro area that could be bought for less than a used pickup truck. You could buy a nice condo for under $30,000. And if you were genius enough to jump on that opportunity, had the wherewithal to jump on that opportunity, you're sitting on a mortgage that's maybe as low as the mid-20s that you got for about 4% interest. Your payments are about $130 a month, and you're renting that condo for something in the neighborhood of about $800 to $1,100 a month. You are genius. If you bought any time during the last big dip, you're probably in great shape. For those of you that bought in 04, 05, 06, 07, as the heated market went through its climb to the top, you've had to live through making payments on a house that is somewhat less, worth less than what you owe on it. And it's kind of been a ulcer-causing activity every month when you write that check. But you've hung in there. You've stuck with it. Chances are, in many parts of Arizona, we are about back to the same price point that we were when we were at the peak. But we've gotten here in a lot more sustainable, logical manner. There are still areas that are below the peak, but generally speaking, we're pretty close to about the peak value. Now, what you have to be careful, here's Rosie's rule of home values. And I have been here in Arizona through five busts and four booms. And this has held true every single cycle. When you can put 20% down, close escrow on a home, and rent it for positive cash flow the first day after closing, that's the bottom of the market. Okay. When we hit that, we're at the bottom of the market and everybody jumps in and the market is saved by the investors who are jumping in at that point. It's a no-lose situation. Well, we're not quite there right now. We've come up a little bit, but there's still great opportunities for both investment and primary home ownership. If you've been out of the home ownership market for a while, now would be a great time to jump back in. Right now, interest rates still remain at historic lows, even though they have tweaked up just a little bit. Okay. Another thing you might want to consider is if you bought at the peak and you lived through this crisis, you probably are paying somewhere between 6 and 8% interest. And you've been doing that through this whole 10-year downturn, and it's just been strangling you. Now you've probably got enough equity back in your home. Think about refinancing at 3.5, 3.7, 4% interest. Make you a big cash improvement on a month-to-month basis for as far as cash in and cash out. The equity's there. Probably a good chance to consider that. Now, that being said, I can tell you, it was in the newspaper last Sunday. I've just lived through refinancing several of our properties because I wanted to take advantage of the new equity and the low interest rates. I thought this is the time to do it. I have what most people would consider very good credit. It is an agonizing process. And I tell you what, we went through it with our good friends at Galaxy Lending Group. They were as cordial. They always gave me heads up. This is what's coming next. This is what's coming next. Here's what we're going to need in the future. Here's the next step. But boy, the last piece of property I bought was in 2005.
Okay.
Romy, I bought it on stated income. No paperwork. I got a phone call to come in and sign some documents, and we closed escrow. Bada bing, bada boom.
So you're saying during a recession, people needed to keep a job, so they just started writing more laws because there's no nothing being moved. So they're like, well, let's just write some more stuff instead.
Well, I tell you what, whoever has now instigated all of these rules and regulations about financing a home, some of this is going to have to be dialed back. It's going to have to be peeled off. That wasn't the problem with the cause of the housing failure, the housing industry failure. It was bigger than that. And when you've got qualified people trying to refinance or buy a property, and it's taking the amount of time and the amount of documentation and repetitive documentation, it's going to keep the industry choked down. So hopefully we can see kind of a peeling back of some of these regulations. But if Phoenix is going to be that number one housing market in the nation, and your home is going to grow by about 6% in value. Now, the better parts of the valley will probably see 8 to 10%, okay? The real premier little pick points. But if you're going to see that kind of appreciation, is now the time. I've determined that now is the time for me to maybe move some of my real estate holdings. We're approaching that peak again. I'm going to take advantage of it here in the next 12 months. And any and all of the proceeds that come from those sales are going to go to get me mortgage-free 100% on all the properties in the near future. So I'm gonna start narrowing down my broad spectrum and narrow it down just to free and clear properties. So, you know, it ain't going to happen overnight, but at a 6% annual growing interest appreciation, now's a good time to kind of take that step. So Phoenix, projected to be number one housing market in all of the nation. And Tucson is in the top 10. As goes Phoenix, so goes Tucson. Tucson doesn't like to hear that. They get upset by that, but it is the truth. And it's been proven by the 40 years of ups and down cycles that I've seen. Don't refinance to bundle your other debts. Don't do that. If you're having to refinance to draw equity out of your house to pay other debts, you haven't got the spending discipline you need to really refinance strategically. Okay, in the sermon, when we get back, we'll be talking about what homeowners wanted to know most in the past year when they contacted us here at Rosie on House, and we'll get the phone calls. Janet and Scottsdale's first up. There's an open line for you if you want to jump on board. 1-888-767-4348. Romy, you had people contacting you by text, 411-923, or Facebook?
Email, info@rosieonthehouse.com.